Does anyone have any questions tonight before we have a test? We are having a test. Anyone have any questions? What's the answer to number one? Pardon? What's your question? Oh. Test. This test looks like question one you have to do for memory. That's what it says. But all the other questions you can use your Bibles on. Either that or it's all the way for memory. All right, here's what let's do. Let's make this a time test. And you can use your Bibles on the whole thing, but you've got to be done at 7:45. So if you're on tape, 40 minutes. 40 minutes is it, file two. Yes. Now let's get this straight. We're using our Bibles only and not our notes. Is that right? Bibles only. But if you have notes in your Bible, you can use them. But you can't use tongues on trial, and you can't shove your notebook in your Bible either. Yeah. If you photo reduce tongues on trial and paste it in the back, yeah. This is going to be a speed test, though, so 40 minutes, you're going to find yourself busy. That way, if you know question one from memory, it'll speed you up. But if you have to look all that up, you'll never make it. file cabinet in the tape library and just get it out when you need it. That in the second hour. There's a penalty if you don't take it now, but it's up to you if you want to take it later. Okay. Why don't you go get that other file? And have you made up last week's tapes? You really need to do that. You should probably go to the library and make that up tonight. Make that up when you take the test.
So I should go to the library
and listen to tapes. Because you should have had those made up before you came to class tonight. Because otherwise it gets confusing. If you haven't studied what we studied last week, get things out of sequence. We will, but it'll be based on what we studied last week. In other words, we'll be correcting that handout. So we need to have that done. And then after we correct that, we're going to review everything we've studied. Yeah. Well, will you be reviewing what you haven't studied since you were here last week? You need to make those up before you come to tonight's class. That's what you really need to do. to put down a few things here just to let us know you know what you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you 5 more minutes. I'm going to give you till 10 till. Nobody seems to be finished. So you have about 7 minutes.
Thank you.
Finish off your last question. Give you about 1 minute here. Okay, well, let's go ahead and trade papers, and we're going to work a little bit on correcting this. Now, this is only our first test. I didn't mean it to be a bomber. I'm going to give you a lot of tests in this class. So if you felt like you didn't finish this one or you could have done better, that just means you'll have opportunity to do so. I probably have at least 6 tests. I may have more than that even. I have some real doozers. This is a warm-up. This isn't anything. I have some real thinkers. Thinker tests. But this is good exercise, though, to get familiar with these scriptures, and that we need to do. I think we can correct question one, and then I'll probably correct the rest of it myself. 1A, listed below are various incidences which occurred in either Acts 8, 10, 11, or 19, right in the chapter number. A, Peter preached to the Gentiles is chapter 10. B, the city of Ephesus is chapter 19. C, tongues not mentioned, Simon saw something, chapter 8. D, city of Samaria, chapter 8. E, Paul preaches, chapter 19. F, Peter recounts the Gentiles being saved and spirit-filled, chapter 11. G, city of Caesarea, chapter 10. H, had not heard that the Holy Spirit had been given, chapter 19. I, Cornelius speaks in tongues, chapter 10. J, received the Holy Spirit when Paul laid his hands on them, is chapter 19. K, the Holy Spirit given when Peter and John laid their hands on them, is chapter 8. L, filled with the Holy Spirit without the laying on of hands, chapter 10. M, received the Holy Spirit prior to being baptized in water, chapter 10. N, the quote, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed, chapter 19. O, the clearest account which shows that salvation and the infilling of the Holy Spirit are two separate events, I think chapter 8. The historical record is very plain. P, Philip preached Christ, chapter 8. Q, the phrase, baptized with the Holy Ghost, is used, chapter 11. R, Peter's vision, chapter 10. S, the literal Greek is, having believed, and normally indicates antecedent prior action, chapter 19. received you the Holy Ghost, having believed. King James, since you believed. NAS, when you believed. Greek, having believed. T, offered the money. The term simony has been derived from this incident, chapter 8. Just keep track of minus points is all that can be done there. I would prefer to create the rest of the test myself. Maybe I don't want to grade question 9. Let's look at question 9 real quick. We should be able to correct that. Why don't we take a 5-minute break and we'll correct question 9, 10, and 11, and 12 when we come back. I just 1 point apiece. Oh, okay.
Sounds to me like it's pretty clear that they believe.
It's pretty clear. It's not as clear as Acts 8.
Okay.
You know, it's a matter of opinion, I'll admit. But Acts 8 is so clear you can't miss it. The historical record.
Okay.
It's only worth 1 point.
I know. I'm just asking it so I can...
That type of a question is just, you know, it's a subjective question. So,
no problem.
Just to make sure you don't get them all right. Did you get that made up?
No.
Where's your name in here? Oh, Kim. Okay, but you've been here. Can I use your pen? You were here last week?
For the last 2 hours.
Okay, and you were here the first times? All the time? Well, I'll just put you down two-thirds here. How's that? Two-thirds here. The roll book's already set in cement, so that's just the way it's going to be.
Because I know I was here like the 23rd. You already checked me off for this one here because I made it that time.
What's your name in here? Renee.
Yeah.
You were here last week.
No, I wasn't here last week. Because then I called
you. Oh, well, when were you here?
Okay, I was here the week before.
Okay. And the first class?
And on the 16th, I wasn't here, but I knew that you marked it.
Okay.
And then on this one, for last week.
Have you made those up?
I made it 2 hours. Do you want me to see my notes? And I have to make it
the
last
hour. I'll put two-thirds.
And then when I finish the last
one. Yeah, you can just show it to me. That would be good. Take the test and live it up.
And do what?
Live it up, man.
But I want to correct
it. Cut your own.